Well, we are back with an all new episode.
All new episode. All new episode. By the way, this morning we started the day by me asking you or telling you what would be funny. It's not funny, but I mean it is 9/11, and I said, "What would it be like? What would it be like if I went on Facebook and said Happy 9/11, everybody?"
Right.
It crossed through my mind.
Right.
I didn't do it.
Right. I'm proud of you for that.
Right, but it is a kind of a funny thought. Like, maybe not happy 9/11, but right. I don't know.
It is something you would think of, though.
Yeah, but don't you ever think a thought that's sort of not PC or, you know, but then you have to let it out because it's going to stay in your system all day long, you know?
That's usually I'll bring up those kinds of thoughts to you.
Right. Right. No, I'm surprised I thought about it. I think I was walking from room to room and I was like, huh, happy 9/11, you know? Mm-hmm. But it's not happy. I'm not happy that 9/11 happened. Right. I mean, I'm not crazy.
Right.
I mean, people died.
Yeah, it was pretty bad.
I remember that day, too.
Yeah, I was
less... You were probably like 2 years old.
I was just less than a week into high school.
Yeah.
It's like I'd already started this new chapter in my life.
Right.
You know? And all right as I started this new chapter, the world started a new chapter. It was almost kind of...
Yeah.
It was really weird.
Yeah, I was driving a girl to school. And it was like a new job, you know, and it was like, but I remember being kind of close. It was like to North Jersey, so I could almost see the smoke like on the horizon. And then I thought to myself, and I was listening to Howard Stern, because that's how I get all my news.
Right.
And they actually were talking to strippers and stuff, and suddenly somebody called in and said, Howard, I think somebody crashed into the neural, to the Trace Center. And he goes, okay, but I got some strippers here, so let's, you know. So, but then the show it's actually on the air. It's actually still, it's an amazing show because as it happened, it got more and more serious and it was wild. It was wild. That was a wild day. But anyway, we digress. I'm not happy about 9/11.
Right.
It just happens to be 9/11.
It is.
I figure we should address it because we have an audience in Bangladesh that might not know about 9/11.
I'm sure all countries in the world, except for maybe Antarctica.
Right.
Well, even then, in Antarctica, I think the only people that are there are, like, researchers, so they would know about 9/11.
Wait, there's only researchers in Antarctica?
Yeah.
Really? I didn't know that.
I don't know if there are any, like, actual, like, human residents.
Eskimos live there because it's cold? Or is that Alaska? I don't know. We have to figure this out.
Yeah, I've always wanted to go to Antarctica.
I don't. I like warm places, you know?
Yeah.
But anyway, listen, to all the people out there, it's not going to be even 9/11 when they hear this show. You know, it just happens to be, what is it, 22 years ago?
22 years ago, yep.
Wow. So now we're 22 years older than when 9/11 happened.
Right, that's typically how time works.
You know, the whole thing about time is it tends to move forward, you know?
It does. Or at least that's our perception of it. I know there are other, I'm pretty sure there are some, like, scientific theories, or not theories, but...
Hypotheses. Right.
Well, I think technically a theory is like something that's been tested, and you really can't test these things. But there are different ways of looking at time, and like even a lot of like science fiction has like a lot of like different like alien beings that or interdimensional beings that are able to see time from a different lens.
Yes, you know? But I tend to see it in a linear fashion. So for me, 22 years ago, 9/11 happened.
Right,
that's the way I live my life.
Right.
So listen, so here's the problem with this podcast that we do here. Here's the problem.
What's that?
It's like you're not really involved.
Oh, okay.
I mean, you are involved because we're doing the podcast together.
Right.
Okay. So the problem is that, you know, Saturday, we usually typically do it on a Saturday.
Right.
But this Saturday, we didn't do it because I got involved in the thing. I'm in a play now.
Uh-huh.
So today's Monday, and, you know, lots of shit's been going on with me, you know? And the problem with this, why is this funny? This is not funny.
It's just the way you're saying
it. No, I know, but it's true. It is true.
There's a forcefulness behind your speaking.
There is a forcefulness. I'm speaking a little bit like Jack Black for some reason. But I, you know, I used to see a therapist, and now I don't see him anymore.
Oh, that's right, yeah.
Yeah, I think we're done with the therapy. So now this is sort of like my therapy.
Uh-huh.
So you're like, not that you're my therapist, but we're like co-patients in the therapy session.
Right, we're co-patients and we're co-therapists at the same time.
That's right, and we're not getting paid.
We're not getting paid, but the fact that we probably don't know what we're talking about as much as actual therapists that maybe in our favor. But
right,
at the
right,
same
right.
time, like, they're also like kind of trained to look at things a different way. So we may be able to see things in a much different way.
I hope so. Because if we don't heal each other here, then we have no hope.
Right.
Like, this is it. I mean, you know. So now, like, today, like, we didn't plan on this. You weren't supposed to be here.
Right.
I'm supposed to be memorizing.
Right.
I'm trying to memorize all day long. I haven't done shit.
Right.
Because things pop up, you know. I usually meditate. I didn't meditate today, so my brain is not quite working.
Uh-huh.
So, anyway, I think it's... See, this is good and bad. You kind of get addicted. Even British Mark said... British Mark, he's always mentioned. He talked to me. Oh, he didn't talk to me. He DM'd me all the way from his little place in Essex and the country of England. He's like, you know, he said to me, he said, you know, I understand why you and Ryan like doing this podcast so much, because it is, I did feel, even though we did it four times, you know, and I just, it is kind of fun to do.
Mm.
And I'm like, yeah, it is. It's fun to do, but now I feel like if we don't do it, I feel like something's missing,
mm-hmm.
and I don't like it. I feel like I'm addicted to this goddamn podcast. So like, we created a monster. Like, what if we go 2 weeks without doing it?
Man, you know, that'd be like withdrawal. We have gone that long.
We have,
right? And we've actually come back. Like, every time we have a break,
right?
You know. The episodes that we do when we come back are fucking, like, gold.
Right. Yeah, well, I mean, you know, I mean, I don't know. I mean, listen, we could go in many different directions. I wrote so many topics that I had to, like, it fills up the whole page.
Well, I'll tell you what.
What?
So I had a thought.
Okay.
Now. You've had a recent development in your life.
It's not really a development.
That we're going to devote. Investigate. We're going to devote.
Okay.
For as long as it continues, we're going to devote a portion of the episode, okay. a segment of the episode, to this.
Okay, but I think here's the problem, right? There's already a problem. I think that if
we... let me...
All right.
But we're going to make it the official start of...
Can I just say something?
Go ahead.
Can I just say something?
Yeah.
Okay, I think if we turn it... Okay, you know what? I'm going to go with you.
Okay. So, ladies and gentlemen... Be ready for the inaugural segment of Danny's Relationship Corner!
That's it,
yeah.
Wow, you put a lot of thought into this.
I did. It didn't take that long, actually.
That was pretty good. Can I duplicate it?
Sure.
Danny's Relationship Corner! That's good.
Yeah, no, I when we were texting this morning,
right?
You know, I came up with the title, like, Danny's Relationship Corner. All of a sudden,
wow,
like, the vocals corner. came to me.
Right, wow, there. You are a genius, like British Mark says.
Thanks, man. Thanks, British Mark.
Well, I wouldn't really, I don't know if this is gonna honor your brilliant intro, because, like, it's not quite a relationship. I mean, it's a relationship, but we don't, I mean, what constitutes a relationship? Let's start.
I figure we can at least. If you want to talk about
it, we
can devote that section to this. Because we've never done a segment before. We've never done, like, a regular
right.
like, portion.
Right. Listen, okay, fine. What would you like to know?
Well, I guess, you asked, like, what's a relationship? And I guess it's...
Well, a relationship to me is a sort of, okay. I mean, we're having a relationship, but we're not gay.
Right.
Not that there's anything wrong with that.
Right.
Let's get that out of the way.
Right.
So, I mean, of course, I am used to having relationships. I haven't had relationships with a woman. You know, like, in a sense of, like, touching and feeling and...
Right.
But now I'm...
Bring us up to speed on what's going on.
Okay. it's not really a speed... Okay. All right, so I think All right, so about half a year ago, I meet this lovely lady, and it's one of those meetup groups, right? So it was very fast, and she lives like 10 minutes away, very close.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, it's been, like, really a very slow, like, you know how you boil an egg and it just keeps going? Like, we haven't really... So anyway... So it's half a year later, like a few texts here and there. She thinks I'm funny, whatever, you know. So now...
Half a year already, huh?
It's been about half a year.
Yeah, it's been a while. Yeah, shit.
Yeah, it's been a half a year. So now I go to these meetup groups, you know. Okay, so the big new thing is that I've seen more of her recently, okay? Mm-hmm. Which could be good and bad, you know? I'll be the first one to say, in Danny's relationship corner, that I'm not very good at relationships, okay? I just want to say that right off the bat.
Just in case anyone out there, you know, who's listened to our million episodes so far and hasn't quite gotten that through their heads yet.
Right, or wants to date me because they hear me, they should know that I'm just not good at relationships, okay? I used to think that I'm a nice person, okay? And now I'm realizing through our stupid podcast that maybe I'm not really, I mean, maybe I'm not a nice person. I mean, okay, so here's a problem. She's very nice. But there's a lot of differences, personality-wise. Mm-hmm. I think I want to date someone very, very close to me, you know? Like, I would like to replicate myself and date myself in woman form.
Right.
But I can't find that.
Right.
I go to Walmart, and I can't find myself, you know? We were talking about, like, maybe, like, creating a robot.
Right,
You know? So she's not a robot. She's a human being, and she has, like, different interests. Mm-hmm. She also seems to talk, you know? And right. Then in relationships, I think you have to listen to the other person.
I mean, you talk a lot, so the fact that she talks a lot, that's already one trait that you both share.
No, you're wrong. I think she talks more than I do. I only talk a lot here because it's our podcast, you know?
Right.
But, all right, I'll give you an example, okay?
Okay.
All right, so we decide that we're going to play tennis, right? She thinks she's a great tennis player. She's not.
Okay.
I'm better. So now I have to make the decision, do I dumb myself down and play equally as bad as she does? I mean, you know, or her level. So that was a big decision. And then she's like shaming me. She's like, oh, are your knees trembling from the beating that you're going to get? You know, that kind of stuff. So then we play tennis. I'm clearly the superior player. We played for like 5 minutes. And then she sits on the court. Like, just sits down and she wants to have a conversation on the court. Which is, you know, that's odd, you know? Like, who does that?
Yeah, that's...
But I did it. And then I realized that in relationships, she actually is interesting, I think, most of the time. Mm-hmm. But even if she is, let's say she's interesting all the time, I still don't... I'm not good at listening to other people.
Right.
I don't know if you noticed that.
Right.
I try to listen to you. I think I get most of what you say.
Yeah, actually, I think you get... I mean, like... I feel like if you didn't, I probably wouldn't hang out with you as much.
Right. Or maybe you're just desperate for company. I don't know.
I think I say sometimes.
I listen to you because we're usually on the same page.
Yeah.
With her, I don't know what page we're on. You know, like so. Anyway, so now the tennis game turns into chat time on the court, mm-hmm. which was fine. You know, I'm not used to listening to a woman. A woman's concerns are different from mine. You know what I mean? So, for example, a woman might call you while she's shopping, and she's multitasking, and she's telling me what stuff she's getting for dinner. Now, normal Danny doesn't really care that much about... In fact, I hate shopping. I spend 4.5 minutes at the shop, right?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
4 minutes tops.
Yeah.
I have PTSD from a woman that used to live with me over here, and she would take 2 hours... minimum to be a chopper, right? And I would anyway, I'm not complaining. Am I complaining? I'm not complaining. I'm just saying it's a different reality, you know. Mm-hmm. Like for and of course we haven't kissed. We haven't like okay. Oh, I'm jumping around a little bit.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, so we do the tennis thing, and then it ends up a conversation on the tennis court on the concrete.
Right.
Okay. So then, I don't know, a week goes by, and she's like, hey, I'm going to this meetup group. I'm like, okay. So you know what happens at these meetup groups? You go.
It's like the ones that you typically go to?
Yeah, well, I've been going to one in Princeton.
That's Jay Silverberg?
With Jay Silverberg always showing up, exactly. And I always end up talking to him.
Yeah.
So, you know, these meetup groups, I mean, this is actually how I met this lady, right? So, I mean, they serve a purpose, but usually they're not that much fun. And now I'm thinking, so anyway... So the only reason I went a few days ago is I had to memorize, and I hate memorizing. So that, when I memorize, I'll do anything not to memorize.
You should probably remember going forward how much you
hate memorizing.
Hate memorizing, yeah.
Yeah, but I always – see, I have very few summers left, and I always do – I feel like I should do things before I die.
Right.
So anyway, this play fell into my lap, and anyway, that's another story.
Right.
Let's keep it to relationship
corner. Keep it to relationship corner, right?
Right. And then we'll go to, like, you know, thespian corner.
Right.
So
the show's just gonna become about corners.
There's gonna be a lot of corners. So now I'm like, okay, do I memorize or do I go to this other meetup group with this particular woman? So now I'm like, I choose the meetup groups. It's all the way, you know, North Jersey.
Oh, wow.
It's Edison. It's not that bad.
Oh.
But it's still like an hour, you know, 45 minutes. And now I'm thinking, you know, if I am going to hang out with her, why are we going to meetup groups? Like, we're going together to a place to meet other people.
Yeah.
And it's very weird. And then... So then I get there early, and then I have to talk to her friend, which happens to be nice. Anyway, the whole thing is, it's very social, you know, it's on a rooftop. So, and then she shows up, and she's very, oh, here's another thing. You know what, you know, these people have type A's, type B's, type C's.
Right. I'm like a type F, if anything.
I disagree with you. I think you're actually, you're not, well... I think the type A definition doesn't apply to you. I think you're a lot of different types rolled into one.
Uh-huh.
Okay, she's not. She's definitely type A. she's like A plus 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 plus.
Uh-huh.
You know, she's a little bit like Aunt Ginny, but like not quite Aunt Ginny. Also, I have a problem with her name.
Right.
She has the name that's hard to pronounce for me because I live in the Western world.
I mean, I have a problem pronouncing her name.
Well, my name?
Her name.
Okay, well, we can't mention her name.
Right.
But British Mark thinks her name is Shakira, because he asked me today, how's it going with Shakira?
Yeah.
So let's call her Shakira.
Very nice, timely reference, British Mark. You know, Black Eyed Peas were only popular 20 years ago.
Wait, Shakira wasn't in the Black Eyed Peas.
Oh,
Shakira was, like, she's...
Oh, that's right, that was Fergie.
Yeah, never that was mind. Fergie. Yeah, it's okay, I just spilled beer all over me.
Well, still, Shakira, you know, her biggest hits were, like, 20 years ago.
That's true. But let's go with that. It's an easier name to pronounce.
Right.
I just spilled beer in my yellow shirt. God damn it. All right, this is what relationships do to me. So I could tell... All right. So she's type A.
Type A.
I don't know what I am, but I'm not, like, I have a lot of flaws and a lot of issues, but I don't really, I think you would agree that I don't sweat the small stuff.
Right.
Okay? Like, and I can't live in a detail kind of world.
Mm-hmm.
She does. So whenever she, you know, and okay, here's an example. Can I give you an example? Okay.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Okay, so we're hanging out, and she's like, oh my God, don't let me drink more than one drink. that's the most ridiculous thing I've ever heard. We're outside on a rooftop in a bar. We can have one drink? So I'm like, oh my God, what's going to happen if you have more? And this is when I become asshole Danny. Right? I'm like, oh my God, what's going to happen? You're going to take your shirt off and dance in front of everybody naked in front of all these people on the roof? Oh my God, what's going to happen? The police is going to have to come. Like, I start being the more asshole. The more she doesn't drink, the more asshole I become.
I wouldn't say that's an asshole. I would say it's sarcasm.
It's sarcasm, smart assy. But I see, like, so this is an example of how her brain works. She's like very cautious. Mm-hmm. She's like, oh my God, like, I might have to get up tomorrow, like, and function at work so I can have more than one drink. I mean, I might start saying weird stuff. And I mean, I can't live in that kind of world. You know, I'll have ten drinks, you know. I'll have 10 drinks and I'll, you know, I think she's just a cautious personality or something, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So anyway, so then I end up getting a beer, and then she starts having some of my beer, and I'm like, why don't you get buy your own drink? Like, oh, I can't have it. I already had one drink, but now she's drinking, you know. She's driving me a little nuts. So then there's some dancing music. I start to dance, and she's like, oh my God, you're gonna dance? I'm like, I don't know what it is. Like, yeah, so I danced, and then other people started to dance with me. It became like a dance thing. You know, am I the crazy guy here? Like, I'm not, the things that I did weren't that crazy. Like, I mean, she thinks I'm crazy because I'm crazier than she is.
Right.
Like, she'll have one drink. You know, this is driving me insane. Like, we're going to hang out for a few hours. We're going to have, like, 10 beers. Right? I mean, that's normal. I think Relationship Danny's voice gets high.
I love this. Yeah. I love it so much.
No, I'm very flustered. Okay, so I'm
not... a lot of it's also just, you haven't done this in a long time.
Mm-hmm.
So I think it's just experiencing, it's just being reintroduced to that new,
yeah,
that world, you know?
Yeah, but it's, every relationship you have is different, and I've never, you know, I'm just noticing that I'm not being, I think she thinks, it's very hard to read women, I think she thinks that I'm being extra rude to her, you know? But now I can't get out of that pattern, you know, because I have a very smart, assy way about me, but it's only towards certain people. It's towards British Mark, because he's so fucking nice.
Right.
And, you know, so he's, and he kind of likes it when I make fun of him. He told me.
Uh-huh.
So then if he likes it, I'm going to do it even more, you know?
Right.
She's sort of on the fence, you know? She's like, oh my God, you're so mean. And I'm like, well, you know, if you had more than one drink. I mean, you know, it's not, I mean, I'm not, you know, we only live once. She also, like, she's superstitious. She knocks on wood. Like if I say.
Oh, yeah.
If I say.
I do that. I'll do that sometimes.
Really? Okay.
Yeah, it's just like a...
Okay. No, like if I say to her, oh my God, you know, my favorite saying... What's my favorite saying? I have a few summers left. I say that all the time.
Right.
So I say to her, oh my God, I think I have a few summers left. And she goes, oh my God, don't say that. And she starts like knocking on wood. Like as if I'm going to die because I say that.
Right. I mean, I'll do that, but like I'm not really necessarily like terrified something's going to happen. It's more like a... It's more like
insurance policy.
If I say it, it's going to happen. One of those kinds of things.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Because it's my
loss. So if you said, I have a few summers left, which, you know, probably you won't because you're younger than me.
Right.
By a few years. Like, so if you said, I have a few summers left, you would feel the need to, like, knock on wood?
No. Nah. But it would be, like, something like, actually, I really don't want, this is actually the part of me where I actually wouldn't want to say anything.
Okay.
Because then it would be like,
shit. Oh, right. Okay, because this is going to feed into, yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
So anyway, okay, fine. So then I do the dancing thing. We're on the roof. And it's kind of going okay. And then we go back to the car. You know, now it's like, do you try to hold hands? I don't know what to do. I really don't. If I had a manual for relationships, I threw it out a long time ago.
Oh, there's no point writing a manual for relationships. If anything, it's like how to be human 101.
Right.
Open up. It'd be like a big, huge volume too, right? It'd be like 1,200 pages.
Right.
You just open up the first page, it says, good luck.
Good luck. Yeah. Well, I would like to have a manual. Like, you know, I wrote like a little bit of a list of topics. Like I would like to know. Anyway, nothing happened. So then, which is fine.
Right.
It's actually much easier that way. So now we're driving in the car. Okay. Separately. I'm going home to my lovely abode.
Right.
Suddenly I get a phone call. Now she's calling me from her car.
Uh-huh.
You know, I was listening to Springsteen. You know, so that now I'm being interrupted. Yeah. No, which is fine. I mean, I've heard the song before, and she doesn't call me all the time. So now she's telling me, oh my God, I had one drink. Like, my brain is clouded. I'm like, oh my God. And now she's telling me, like, you know, I think you might be, you know, you I see you differently now than I saw you before. And like, now she's analyzing things. I'm like, oh my God. Like, okay. You know, she's analytical. Not only does she only drink once a day, I mean, once a week or whatever. Now she's analytical. It's just, she's summer. She thinks she's drunk. She's not drunk. Uh-huh. Nobody can get drunk on one drink. She had like two sips.
And what is she? What was she saying? Now
she's saying, well, you know, we started talking about sex and stuff, and she's thinking, I probably brought it up.
Probably, yeah.
You know, I probably said something like, you know, it's not, if you're thinking about sleeping with me, you probably shouldn't, because I'm not that good in bed. I probably said something like that. I like to create low expectations.
That's good, smart man.
Yeah. So then she's like, you know, I wasn't. It's so confusing. She said she wasn't thinking about me that way, but now she might be thinking about me that way. And then she's doing the percentages, like what percentage of her she might sleep. Like now she's doing calculus. She's like, I think maybe she's 50-50 now.
Uh-huh.
So now I'm like, I don't want 50-50. Like I don't work with these numbers. Like I'm not a calculus professor. Either you're going to sleep with me or you're not. Okay, I have very few summers left. Right. Life is short.
Right.
So I'm like, woman, Shakira, when you figure it out, you call me, okay? I need 100% or 0%. Like, I don't work in the in-betweens.
Right.
I mean, I didn't actually say that.
Yeah.
That's what I wanted to say. No, that's, you know, it's just, you know, I'm getting, it's just very confusing. As you can tell, my speech is getting all flustered.
Oh, yeah.
My color is getting drained. So I have to weigh the pros and the cons. And oh, and then I had a big decision to make. Do I tell her? Because in the past, I sabotaged myself by telling people that I have a podcast.
Uh-huh.
So, but now I think she figured it out.
Like, I'm pretty sure you told her already.
No, well, in my defense, I told her about the other one.
Right.
Which she found very boring.
I'm pretty sure you also told her about this one, too.
Well, I told her about, yes, I did.
Yeah.
Yes, I did. And I told British Mark about that, too. And I said, do I tell her or do I not tell her? But I figured, if we're not using her real name...
Right.
And I'm not really saying anything negative about her. I mean, I like her. Mm-hmm. But I'm just saying, you know, like, I'm just saying that, you know, I don't know what I'm saying.
Right.
So, you know, I mean, whatever. I just think...
Well, if anything, you know, she could listen to this, realize you're talking against a very straight individual such as myself. So
right.
You can't possibly be that bad if someone like myself is associating with you.
Wow. I never thought of it that way.
Mm.
Well, no, I think she
in thinks, her eyes,
right? No, I think what?
So I'm still pretty fucked up myself. So
well, you know, fucked up is in the eye of the beholder. You know, I mean, we're all fucked up. We're all really fucked
That's
up.
True. That's true.
Yeah, we're all trying to figure this thing out. But you know, the thing is that you know me as Danny, straight Danny, not gay Danny, and now we're now. You know me as the Jew. You know me as Israeli Danny. You know me as Miami Vice Danny.
Right.
You know me as Howard Stern Danny. You don't really know me as Relationship Danny.
Right. Right? I saw you in a short-term role as Relationship Danny back in like 2017.
Yeah. But you wait, right, but we didn't have a podcast. Like,
right.
You know, you didn't, right. I mean, I know you as a short-term relationship
yeah.
person as well. We're both very, very... not skilled in the school of the courtship, shall we say.
Yeah, I think, I will say, I was actually thinking of, well, I guess we're opening the floor now to, we're now eggs, well, did you still want to keep?
Well, okay, I just want to say, okay, this is the end of the segment. No, so I mean, because I was
actually thinking about, because I wanted to contribute.
Yes.
You but, can, I also didn't want to enter.
No, I don't. Yeah, I don't have a punchline yet. This is ongoing. You know, this is, you know, there's a lot of, there's really no decisions to be made here. I mean, things are supposed to unfold organically,
mm-hmm.
you know, as is. Right. I'm a big believer in that. So, let me just think of anything else I can complain about her. Yeah, it's at the Taipei. So yeah, so I mean, the question is, you know, you have to weigh the pros and cons of a relationship. You know, I'm probably if I continue on this slippery slope with this certain person, I'm probably gonna have to end up listening to her like on every time she talks.
I mean, you'd have to do that with anyone.
Yeah, but it takes more weight if it's somebody that you're interested in. You know, because now you have to actually try to say things that you think they would like to hear. Like, I just want to be me.
I actually think that the older I've gotten,
yeah,
the wiser I've gotten,
mm-hmm.
The more detached I've gotten,
right? Which is cool.
I would say, you know, don't say what you think they want to hear. Be yourself.
No, I know, but you know, I don't. But I think you know what I'm trying to say. Like, you, even if I want to be myself with her, I'm still in the back of my mind, still trying to say things that will make me appealing in her eyes. You know. I'm not doing a very good job because she thinks I'm really mean. But I would have to curb myself a little bit. I would have to censor myself. I would have to not say the first smart assy thing that comes to mind, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Like, if this was to continue. And I don't know if I can do that.
Yeah.
Like, I think I have to be me at all times. Otherwise, there's no purpose to living, you know? Yeah. I mean, I got to be as is. I mean, I have to live up to the name of this podcast.
Absolutely.
So okay. So to summarize, I'm going to continue to be me. She's going to be her.
Right.
And you're going to be you.
Yeah.
And then we'll all be the same.
British Mark will be British Mark.
British Mark will be British Mark. And yeah, we could stop on this segment. Yeah.
All right. So we're
as you can tell, I'm charming as Relationship Danny. I'm charming.
Well, this is just, you know, this is a pilot segment. You
yeah.
Know,
you really threw me with that theme song.
Well, we'll see what happens next time on Danny's relationship corner.
Wow, absolutely. I'm going to come up with material. Even if I don't talk to her this week, I'll come up with something.
Oh, nice.
Yeah,
even if you never talk to her again.
Right. She might hear this and be like, oh my God, what a bunch of idiots. Yeah.
We'll be a kind of, because here's the thing, man. I'll be honest. You know, I went to graduate school. I tried to be like sophisticated people for like 5 minutes and it just wasn't for me.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I was thinking about today, you know, like I was, last relationship I was in, you know, I felt like in retrospect, I was like neutered during that.
Right.
You know, like it was like my, not so much the crassness, but like my sense of humor, my sarcasm.
Right.
She never really appreciated that. And it's
I know. Yeah.
I came back in full force after the breakup. I'm so much more fucked up than I was beforehand. And it's fucking great.
Man. Right,
and
right, right. Well, you're embracing yourself.
I'm embracing myself, and I'm at the same point as you, where it's like,
right.
If I'm going to be in a relationship, I'm going to be myself. Right. I'm not going to worry about...
Fucking you know, A. Fucking A. Yeah,
I won't call her cunt or anything.
No. I mean, that's very nice of you.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, I usually don't use that word either. But I will say that I don't want to be neutered. That's a good word.
Yeah.
Like, neutered is not... Yeah. Okay, here's the deal. The trick in relationships is you want it to enhance your personality, not diminish it.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Right? And every
relationship... You want it to add to your life, not detract.
Right. You don't want to be depleted by it. Mm. You want to be, like, energetic by it, you know?
Yeah.
And most of my relationships, probably all... Well, let's face it. All my relationships up till now, there's been a certain amount of give and take in that department, you know? And, of course, it's not going to be a smooth ride. I know that. But, you know, some people... You really, you know, it's so confusing because you have to kind of tailor, even if you want to be yourself, and you do sort of tailor yourself a little bit to, you know, to their lane, you know? Like a week from now, I could be at the shopping store and be like, hey, I'm getting Spanish olives, you know? Like, which I would never do ordinarily, you know? If I do that, just shoot me.
I'm willing to bet at least $5 that that's going to happen. Maybe not in a week. But that's going to
happen. I'm never going to like Spanish olives. And I'm never going to change my way of eating or thinking or talking. Thank you.
Well, it's a good thing I didn't bet that $5 then.
Well, here's an example of being neutered, okay? Which you told me once. We won't name names, but you had a relationship and you tried to watch a movie with her that you liked.
Yeah.
And she wasn't as into it. And it was kind of personal, right? Right? You want
For those listening, that movie... was the 1976 Oscar winner Rocky starring Sylvester Stallone.
Yeah.
Let's just pause to address the heaviness of that.
Okay. And I know this, I'm sorry to bring, I know this is a very big moment for you. I'm sorry.
I know. It's.
I'm sorry. This is a bad memory for you.
It's all right.
But I just brought it up as a neutered example.
Right.
Okay.
And like the neutered, there's a thing about that, right?
Right.
Okay, so it's like, when I think about if I want to be in a relationship, I think about, well, do I want – I would like to have at least some shared interests.
Right.
Right. That we can do some things together. But it's not imperative that we all agree on the same thing or anything like that. You know,
right.
We each can do our own separate things.
Right on.
But it's like
– you don't want to date yourself.
Not necessarily, because that could be bad.
Right. But sharing this movie is very important.
I mean, there's some
sacred.
Yeah.
No, I know. And to her credit, by the way, she didn't hate the movie. She just wasn't as into it as you were.
She didn't get what was so great about it.
Right. Right. Yeah. Which to me and you is insane.
Yeah.
No, that would be like, you know, watching Miami Vice with somebody and then completely, you know, crapping on it. And sure, it has flaws. It had flaws.
Right.
But still, even with all the flaws, it means a lot to me, man.
Well, see. That's Miami Vice is like one of those things where it's like, you watch it, you're going to get it, and you're going to either like it or you're not going to like it.
Right.
And it's like it's...
Right.
I think, I feel like if you really get it, you're going to like it though, because there is like an appeal to it.
Yeah, and it's nostalgic, it's the 80s. But yeah. I mean, Sylvester Stallone is Rocky. I mean, if you don't find that character lovable, what are you going to love in life? You know what I mean? You know what I mean? You're talking about? Buckus! It's not mine. Oh, I'm doing Rambo now. I just went to Rambo.
Oh, you know, I was watching the other night, Carrie, 1976.
Never saw John Travolta?
Yep, he was in a few scenes, but you know who I think was in it?
Who?
You know, in Vice, the two bumbling guys. Yeah. There's John Deal and the other guy with the curly hair.
Yeah.
I think it's the guy with the curly hair was in it.
Oh, my God. Now I have to watch Carrie.
Yeah, it's the beginning.
It's slow.
The beginning is not my most favorite part. You know, shows her getting her period for the first time. And they show it.
Yeah.
But other than that, like, it's like I haven't seen it since I was like a teenager. And I read the book as a teen, too.
Right.
But like, it was really freaking good.
Who directed that?
Brian De Palma.
Oh, it's De Palma. Okay, yeah, yeah. No, I should see it. It shows John Travolta as just small.
He's in like a few scenes, but it was like his big. It was like when he was doing Welcome Back, Kotter. That was like his first big role.
It was pre-Saturday Fever.
Pre-Saturday Fever. Yeah.
Yeah. Hey, I work on my hair. Oh, that's Stallone. that's Stallone as John Travolta. Hey, I work on my hair a long time. He goes and hits it. He hits my hair. Yeah, that's a weird combo. Anyway, I the point. Oh my God. Okay, the point is you want to share something with your girlfriend. I understand that. And that's important. That really is important. Especially if it's something that really means a lot to you, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know. Okay, so for example, in my situation now, and she's not my girlfriend. I mean, you know, we haven't even kissed, for God's sake.
Right.
But let's say we do. We go to a rooftop somewhere and we kiss.
Does that have to be a rooftop?
It has to be a rooftop. Oh,
okay.
I don't know why. I'm very romantic that way. Like, I don't want to kiss if there's no roof. I only on top of the roof.
Okay.
Because, you know, 9/11 happened. I don't know what that means.
Right.
Anyway, but I like music a lot. I don't think we have the same, like, musical taste, so that's probably going to be an issue.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to just try to ride this out as long as I can. But by next week, you know,
who knows? Musical taste is actually, it's very important because, let's say you take a trip together.
Right.
You're riding together.
Oh, my God.
If you have the same musical taste.
I know.
There's no fighting over who gets the radio.
No, it's
because you're both going to like the same thing.
I think I told you. I was in a previous relationship where I came to the conclusion that I can't be in the car with her going in the same direction. Like, mm-hmm. I had, even if we went to the store, I was like, let's take two cars. Because in the car, it was just, I just felt
emasculated.
It was just not good. Like, so for some reason, I couldn't be in a car with her.
Mm-hmm.
It was really, really weird. I could only be in certain places with her.
This is your last relationship?
This is a few relationships ago.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So, yeah, because I'm such, you know, I have so many relationships.
Right.
So, yeah, driving the car is, and you know, I mean, music is, so, I don't expect this particular person to like my musical taste, but I'm going to have to live with that, you know? Like, right. I'm not going to be able to share, like, a great, you know, experience. But that's okay. Like, I realize you can't, you know, you can't have everything, right? But if she hates, like, Peter Hillman or something, then what do we do?
Mm-hmm.
Then I'm going to find ways to sabotage it, and it's just going to, you know. So now I don't know what the answer is. Do you try to share something with them, or do you just let it? I mean, you can't force it on the other person.
You can't. I mean, well, you certainly can't force them to like it. But I mean, like, you can't.
I could kidnap her, put her in a chair, tie her up, and make her watch Miami Vice all 5 seasons.
You could at least be like, hey, want to, like, try this out, check it out. If they don't like it, then it's like,
No, but that's not going to work, because then I'm going to be hurt inside, then I'm going to hold a grudge.
Yeah.
Yeah, because I'm bad. I'm a very bad person. So, you know, so I hold grudges inside, even if I say that I don't. And then, like, 10 years down the road, remember washing dishes, I mean, be like, you didn't like that episode, and you just pretended to.
Oh, so you're
going
to be the woman in the relationship.
I don't know. Men hold grudges. Women hold grudges.
Well, see, women are known to be the ones that will, like, hold on to something for, like, 5 years and then, like, bring it up at, like, 3 a.m. when you're trying to sleep.
Right. Well, I've never been that far along in a relationship, but I know what that's like, you know?
My last girlfriend, like, when we first started dating, she would talk about stuff like that, and I'd be like, hey, why the fuck would you do that?
Oh, you mean she would bring up stuff of the past?
Well, she was the one that actually told me about how, like, that's a whole thing. Like, women will, like, in the moment say nothing's wrong.
Yeah.
They'll hold on to it for, like, years.
Yeah.
And then they'll bring it up at, like, 3 a.m. when you're trying to go to sleep. I'd be like, why the fuck would you do that?
Right.
It's like, ah.
Because they hold it as ammunition.
I'm like, well, don't ever fuck do that to me.
Right.
Yeah.
And, well, she didn't. Because you didn't last more than 5 years.
Actually, we lasted 4.
That's pretty good.
Yeah.
I mean, you lasted more than well, there were more Rockies than your relationship was, but that's neither here nor there.
Right.
I brought it back to Rocky.
Well, it's good.
No, yeah. No, 4 years is good. Like, you know, but I just, you know, but this whole conversation is crazy. This whole conversation is crazy.
Uh-huh.
Because we don't know what women really want, and we don't know what we really want. The whole thing gets very confusing. We're all trying to be ourselves in a world that is ever-changing and fleeting. And
is often lied to us.
Yeah, and, you know, and I think sometimes we look for, the problem with online dating is people look for red flags right away,
mm-hmm.
you know? So in my brain, I'm trying to be like, look, this chick is cool. You know, so she doesn't, you know, so she's type A and she shops more than you do. That's not a big deal. But in my other brain, I'm like, oh my God, I'm going to have to be in a grocery store for the, you know, for the rest of my life looking for Spanish olives. I can't do that. I have a few summers left. That's, I have two sides of the, you know, I have relationship Danny and independent Danny, and never the two shall mix.
Right.
God damn it. It's like George Costanza, you know, independent George, you know. So
kill an independent George.
That's right. So you know, what is one to do? I mean, do you mix the two personalities? I don't know if that's possible.
I think whatever you want to do in the moment is what you do.
Yeah, but I've done that before and look what it got me, you know. Like, my life has been hell. My life is not hell, okay? I'm not a homeless person in Cambodia, you know? I mean, I have a roof over my head.
Right.
But, you know, relationship-wise, you know, that's one thing that bonds us together. We're not, you know, everybody else is married, kids, and we're not. You know, we're sitting here doing a podcast. So, you know, like, Which is, you know, a lot of people tell me, like, look at what you have. You have freedom. You have independence. Yeah, you're doing the concerts. Like, you have a good life, you know.
Who says that? Did someone recently say that to you?
Yeah. I forget who, but someone did say it. I think it was a woman in Chicago from the Michael McDermott group.
Uh-huh.
Like, I was saying, like, something about Bruce and, you know, Springsteen and, like, something about... I don't know. I think I was at work and I was complaining about my job or something. And she goes, look, your life is actually really fucking good. You're going to concerts. You mostly do things that you want to do. Like, she was trying to put perspective on things.
Yeah, so it's sometimes important to do that. I was thinking about that earlier today. You know, it's good to be like... I used to hate when people would say practice gratitude. But it's once you've had some time behind you, it's like, yeah, it does make sense. It allows you to sort of like...
Recalibrate
and like calm down a little bit, and it's like
right.
Because I think about it, it's like yeah, I probably could be with someone if I wanted to, but it's like it's just I know like what it takes to get it. It just requires so much more than I'm willing to give right now.
Right, and it's also the whole like law of attraction thing. Like I wasn't gonna do a play, and now I'm involved in this fucking play. And it's always when you have, like, a possibility of something, a relationship, and then God is like, oh, you're going to do that? I'm going to add this to your plate. So now I got, like, all these things going on. I don't have time for myself.
Well, see, you say that as if it was forcefully thrust upon you.
Whereas you
said yes to it.
Okay, let me correct you. I said yes to it, okay? I have free will, but it was sort of thrust on... Look, I like the director, you know. I had to go through a lot of pluses and minuses in my head. I hate the place that I'm doing it at. You know, I did a play there in February, which was, for me, a disaster.
Oh, yeah.
So, I like acting. Again, it's like everything else in life. Like, I really love acting, but I hate memorizing. I hate it.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, like, everything in life is, for me, very extreme. Like, I either love something or hate something. In order to do the thing that I love, I have to do something that I hate.
Right.
You know, so it's never in the middle. It's never in the middle.
Uh-huh.
So yes, I said yes, but I mean, once someone's going to ask me and I like the person, I actually, you know the person, we work with her. And she's cool. You know, I mean, she's older than when
we... I haven't seen her in like 10 years.
Right. She's 10 years older.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the whole time continuum thing.
Yeah.
So I did say yes, but is that actually okay? It's called 12 Angry Men. It's the whole jurist thing. It's not actually men because she put six females
in it too. Yeah,
yeah. But originally it was 12 men.
12 Angry Men. Yeah.
So You know what's really funny? Like before, so when I thought, okay, maybe I might do this, I should read it. I ordered it on Amazon, and there's all these different versions.
Oh, yeah. So I hear the 1957 film version is excellent. I haven't seen it, though.
And Ginny loves it.
Uh-huh.
So, but the order, there's so many versions on Amazon that I ordered the wrong version. So then 2 days later, I come back from the beach, where I was at the beach for a few days, which we also have to get into that.
Yeah, we have like 15 minutes. So we may have to actually do a second episode.
I know. Well, I expected that. So then I come back home after the beach. I have a package on the thing, on the floor, and I opened it up. It's called 12 Troubled Jurors. I swear to God, 12 Troubled Jurors. I have it right over here. It's ridiculous. It's like this, I know. Yeah, I'll show it to you. I don't have it right here. It's somewhere.
We could return it.
Well, I don't do it. It's $6. It was $6. $4 for shipping. I might have to read. I'll read it someday.
Oh, it's a book.
It's a fucking literal pamphlet.
Oh, I thought you were renting like the movie or something.
No. I ordered the script. I thought I was ordering the script.
Oh.
Yeah.
They didn't give you the script?
No, but I wanted to be ahead of them. I wanted to get it fast. Because I originally wasn't going to go for rehearsal for like a week.
Oh, okay.
So I ordered it. I was going to read it. And then I come home. It's like 12 Troubled Jurors. It's like so stupid, man. And it's like, it's got like cartoons on it. And so then I call Linda, the director. I'm like, is this brain chest called 12 Troubled Jurors? And she goes, no. So anyway, so then I went to my first rehearsal, and now, you know, they've been rehearsing for a while, so I'm coming into this late, and it's going to be fine. It's going to be fine. I mean, at least she's a good director. Mm-hmm. Like, the other person was not. So yeah. So it's going to be fine. I just have to, like, sit down and actually memorize.
It'll give me something to do on a Friday night. When it eventually opens.
Oh, you coming?
Oh, yeah.
That place is so, then I go to my family outing on Saturday, and my Aunt Jenny goes, oh, 12 Angry Men. Oh, I love that. I'm surprised that she actually, I'm surprised that people like this play. It's very serious, you know?
Yeah.
And it's like, it's okay. It's just like, it's not my favorite kind of, you know, it's like very, there's no comedy in it. I like comedy.
Right.
So, you know, but at least, and I'm also playing the more interesting part, for me anyway. I'm playing a very angry, so I have to be angry.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, which is, you know, very, 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 very angry. Like, I want the person to fry in hell. Mm-hmm. Like, I think the guy did it, you know. So I have to be in touch with my angry side. So for the next couple of weeks, I'm going to be angry.
Okay.
All right, I'm just saying. I'm not going to be troubled. I'm gonna be angry. What a stupid name! It must have come from England. You know, we're going to do 12 Troubled.
I wonder if it was supposed to be a parody.
I read the first page, and I think they're taking it seriously.
Oh wow!
But it has a stupid cover on it. I swear, it's just really, really stupid. So anyway, now I have that going on. So even, you know, it's just a lot.
Right.
And once again, we're going to have this shift, this paradigm shift where you just sit there and, you know, passively from the sidelines. And then I'm like, ah, you know, I don't really like to be the crazy guy.
Uh-huh.
No, seriously. I mean it.
I mean, you don't have to be.
Yeah, I do. Because this is going to drive me insane. All these things that we're talking about now are driving me insane.
Yeah. I mean, well, at least the show will eventually be over. It'll eventually come up. You'll have the lines memorized. And
right.
That'll be one less problem.
Yeah, but then there'll be another problem.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
I mean, life is full of problems.
Very, very much so.
So, oh, and then this feeds into the whole thing about me not being nice.
Uh-huh.
My brother and I are having a little bit of an issue.
No.
All right, so we're at the Springsteen concert, right?
Okay,
so my brother, for some reason, he's actually a smart guy, but when he's around the family, I swear his IQ drops like a million points, okay? Mm-hmm. So he's over here, I'm over here, Bruce is on for 3 hours and 10 minutes, right? My brother, he's like, what song is he going to sing next, you know? I'm like, I don't know, let's listen to the song he's singing now. Yeah. He goes, I don't know the lyrics. I'm like, so imagine if you're watching a movie and the guy next to you is like, what's going to happen next? What's going to happen next? What's going to, like, you can't enjoy anything.
Right.
So I'm like, and then he goes to me. So I really am trying to be nice. I'm like, yeah, man. I mean, let's see what happens next. I don't know. I'm trying to be really nice.
And he's developing Alzheimer's.
No, he's developing stupidity.
Oh, okay.
And he's like, oh, when's he, is he going to do the river? I'm like, I don't know, David. I'm like, it hasn't been in the set list for a half a year, so probably not. Why is he going to do the river? River's a really big song. I'm like, David, the guy has got like 500 big songs, okay? I'm like, can't you fucking enjoy what's happening now? And it's just like the whole concert. I had to move away.
Holy shit.
Yeah, I moved away, and then I moved my cousin Jared next to him, and then, you know. But I mean, so now, okay, so now I'm on the phone with him, with my friend. I went to the shore, and somehow my brother calls out of the blue. He never calls. And I was in the, you know, so anyway, so now we're doing like a, you know, a speaker conversation, me and my friend, and my brother is really enjoying the fact that my friend Mary Claire is there for some reason. They're bonding. Uh-huh. So now he goes, oh, Mary Claire, by the way, Danny was really rude to me at the Bruce Springsteen concert. And she's like, oh, tell me all about it. And now we're doing like therapy.
Oh, God.
And, you know, and he's like, and like, I mean, I just can't believe how, it's unbelievable. I mean, like the whole, I'm really not, you know, sometimes I exaggerate for comedic effect.
Right.
But he really was this annoying throughout the, you know, what song is he going to do? I don't know the lyrics to this.
Yeah.
Okay. And then he sees me like having fun with Brittany, who knew the lyrics to Rosalita. So we're like bouncing up and down and singing. He goes, I don't know the lyrics to this. You know? It is really maddening. Okay. So now he's upset. He's been carrying this for a while. So now with Mary Claire on the phone, he's really like, Danny's really not nice to me in concerts. He's acting like he's 3 years old.
It sounds like he's 3 years old.
He really is. Okay, so now I went out of my way to get tickets for a Dire Straits tribute band. Okay, which they're not the best, but I saw them last year. They're good. They're good enough.
Were they the ones that you guys went to last year?
Well, I went by myself last year.
Oh, okay.
So there's actually two Dire Straits tribute bands, and both of them have original members from the band. So they're actually competing with each other. It's very funny.
Oh, wow.
One is better than the other. So Dire Straits Experience is better than Dire Straits Legacy.
Uh-huh.
So I don't know why we're talking about this. Okay, so Legacy is playing in New York. And they're good enough. Okay, they're not as good as the Experience, but they're Legacy. So then I approached my brother. I'm like, you know, David, you live half an hour from New York. I'm going to see them. It's fun to see all the great Dire Straits songs in a row. It goes, okay. Like, he actually says yes. And then he goes to me, how many are tickets? I'm like, $50, which was a lie. I thought it might be. Then I looked online, $150 a ticket.
Oh, right.
But now he says yes, and I feel like we have to go.
Uh-huh.
So then I spend $300. I don't tell him, right? I'm going out of my way. I'm being nice guy, Danny. Okay? So now he's nervous about the show because he's like, well, I don't know, I might annoy you. I might annoy you during the show. So and now I'm thinking, I spent, like, I'm doing this for him, really. Mm. So anyway, it's just a thing. And it's just another, like, he can't, like, if he's watching a movie, he's not asking his wife every second, like, what's going to happen next. I mean, I just can't believe, like, he doesn't know when he's being annoying. Like,
yeah.
To him, it's like a shock. How could that be? I mean, how stupid do you have to be? All right. So anyway, so now he's thinking this is like a test. This concert is a test to see if he could behave himself around me and enjoy the concert.
Yeah.
All right, so anyway, and we got fifth row, man.
Damn.
That's you know. And, you know, I just don't understand why this has to be an issue. And now he's not talking to me since that conversation. But now he brought it up to try to clear the air, and now it's even worse than it was before. So now we can't start a new topic because we have, now we don't have any time.
Right. So we'll have to... Okay,
but let's see if there's anything. Okay, I'm not nice was a topic. Oh, the waitress.
Oh, man.
Well, there was a waitress situation. So, you know what? It's not
next episode?
It's not even a time thing. It's a stupid thing.
Let's see.
Okay. Oh, by the way, tomorrow I'm doing a podcast with an ex-girlfriend of mine.
Oh.
Which is ironic because the last podcast that I did
was with an ex-girlfriend of yours.
Yeah. So the funny thing, dude, is that I was dating an Israeli woman, and then I dated an American woman afterwards. And the American,
the one I met.
No, actually, no. This was short lived. Mm. This is the one that I brought up to New York, and we left in the same day.
Oh yeah.
She's very cool, but it just didn't work out. But she was actually, the funny thing is she was threatened by the Israeli woman. Probably with good reason. So tomorrow I'm going to tell her, hey, by the way, you're following the Israeli woman on the podcast. Because I just, you know, it's just turning out to be like, I don't know if I should tell her that. Because if I start with that, she'd be like, what? So anyway, yeah, so it's just funny, you know. It's always a little nerve-wracking to do it with an ex-girl. I'm actually doing it for her because she just wrote a book and, mm-hmm. you know. But I haven't talked to her in years. So this is the problem with me is I start, like, I'm like, oh, that would be a good idea. And then when the time comes, I'm like, oh, God.
Yeah.
So tomorrow, instead of memorizing, I have to go to work. And then I have to do a podcast with an ex-girlfriend. And then I'm going to show up to rehearsal not knowing my lines. All right, so that happy 9/11 we did. Yeah. I'm not happy about 9/11. I just wanted to clarify that.
What was the waitress?
The waitress, okay, so I go, can we do this? Okay, so I go to the shore with my friend Mary Claire, and there's a wait, that we go have breakfast. There's a waitress there named Candace, and we started talking about duffel bags. You know, not duffel bags. Do you know those things?
Fanny packs.
Fanny packs. Because
never say that term over in England, apparently.
Oh, because yeah. Okay. So it came up because I was carrying a little bag, and I looked a little bit like a homeless person, and then very quickly the conversation with the waitress turned into like, why don't I get a fanny pack? And then it was like 10 minutes with her, and she was funny and cool. So of course I say, hey, we should do a podcast together, you know. I didn't say that at the time, but later I thought about it. So I called the restaurant and I said,
oh my God.
I called her. I go, hey, I'm the guy with the fanny pack conversation. She goes, okay. So anyway, I'm doing a podcast with her next week.
Oh my God.
Well, yeah, yeah. And I know nothing about her.
Oh my God.
But I think we'll do 30 minutes on fanny packs.
Well, there you go.
I mean, it will apply to the. This is the thing. I meet interesting people. She really was funny.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, we did like 20 minutes on fanny packs, and then I ordered pancakes.
Right.
So anyway, so that could be terrible or not, you know, or not terrible. All right. So that's it. That's the story about the waitress.
Huh.
Okay. Oh, you know what? I think. Okay. Also, you know what? Ashley covered most of. We might not even need to do another podcast.
Yeah, we'll do another one for the hell of it.
Well, the next one is going to be a blank canvas.
Blank canvas. That's good because that's where I operate.
Well, last time when we did a blank canvas, I don't even know what we talked about.
We talked about some deep shit, apparently.
Yeah, apparently British Mart liked it.
Yeah.
He's contradicting himself, you know, because he says he likes the funny stories, but then he says we should go deeper. So what does he want?
We're going to go deeper. I think it's good to strike a healthy balance.
Right. Well, last time, do you remember what we talked about?
We talked about that was the one we talked about, like, the afterlife, that kind of thing, like, where soul goes.
No. That was two up. That was five fat cop podcast ago.
I mean, that was the deep one that I was referring to.
Well, the one last week, which was we did two last week, right? Who the hell knows anymore?
Oh,
it doesn't matter. All right, the last one. No, we talked about it was sort of the afterlife. It was we have to look at the notes. All right, whatever. We don't have to do another one right now. We could, like, take a rest.
We could take a rest.
Because I'm exhausted from relationship Danny Boyer. Yeah. I mean, it's exasperating.
Yeah.
I mean, I think the whole audience that we have is going to be... Oh, don't we have a new country that listens to us?
Oh, El Salvador. Yeah.
How many... I think we're still at, like, 8, 9 listeners?
Yeah, I think our last episode had 10 listens.
10 listens.
Mm-hmm.
Now, for a while there... We were like 1 or 2. We started good and 30, 40.
Yeah.
And now we just went down to like 1 or 2.
Yeah.
And now we're back to 10, 9, 10.
I'll take it.
And one is El Salvador.
Yeah, it's like every other country aside from like United States, United Kingdom has like less than 1%.
Right. In right. terms of the but there audience. Could be like one family in El Salvador. Like it could be. A man, a woman, some children, perhaps the dog. They all sit there in the run room and listen to us.
Oh, yeah.
And now they're very invested in Danny's relationship. You know? By the way, we have. Oh! Well,
just about wrapped up there.
Thank you. And listen, I'm keep chasing the sun.
Yeah. Bye.